the language of the Bible. Love is the language of the Bible. The Bible communicates God's love through much more than written words and their translations. The written words of inspired scripture form images that take on liveliness in our minds the way movies come alive in our thoughts. They develop into documentaries and narratives, allegories and metaphors, parables and poetry, and other literary forms. Through this deeply spiritual language, God speaks to humanity of universal, unconditional love. Every time we read a passage or hear it read, God speaks to us. And every time we study a text or discuss a reading together, every time we approach the scripture with a desire to hear what God is saying to us in that moment, God speaks to us. We find something new and fresh and appropriate to what is going on in our lives just then. Something different is revealed, and a new aspect of our relationship with God and creation unfolds, taking us deeper into God's endless, eternal love. Jesus is, metaphorically, the Lamb of God. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." The imagery of the sheep and shepherds is among the most prevalent and powerful in the Bible. The word translated lamb in this passage literally means exactly what we would think it means, a young sheep. But even the most ardent fundamentalist would hopefully want to go deeper into what God is saying through that word than simply the literal image it initially brings to our minds. The image of Jesus as the Lamb of God speaks to us of innocence and purity, of sacrifice and offering, of forgiveness and redemption. The weakness the world ascribes to the image of a sheep or a lamb turns out in the Bible, especially in the closing chapters, to be the most powerful image of all. As the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb in Revelation 5, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Revelation 17:14 says in the King James Version, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." And that's just to name a few of the ways the Lamb is described in Revelation. And only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to hearing God speak to us through the dynamic imagery of the scriptures. The people of God are called sheep in the Bible. Isaiah said, "All we like sheep have gone astray." In Matthew it said, "When Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." At the judgment of the nations in Matthew 25, the sheep are divided from the goats according to how they have treated their most vulnerable populations. The sheep represent those Jesus identified with, saying, "Inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me." Throughout John chapter 10, Jesus self-identifies as the good shepherd and those who know him as his sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. John said Jesus takes away the sins of the world. How? Forgiveness. Here, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, also known as the Lamb, is the one who takes away the sin of this world through forgiveness. The forgiveness he taught and exemplified. At the cross, Jesus said of his tormentors, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." When we reflect on our own mistakes and errors and shortcomings, that is our sin, we might realize that we, like them, did not know, really know, what we were doing. We may not have known what the residual effects of what we have done and what we have left undone might be, or how long the hurt would linger for ourselves and for others. Such is the message of God in the imagery of being washed in the blood of the Lamb. The sins of the world are cleansed only by the forgiving love God calls us to minister to each other and to the world. Behold, see Jesus in the imagery of the Lamb. Through the sacrament of Holy Communion, we celebrate the presence of Jesus and invite each other in the holy mystery to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The ancient chant, Agnus Dei, meaning Lamb of God, is included in one of our United Methodist Communion rituals after the breaking of the bread. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Jesus corrected the misunderstood imagery of the sacrificial system. Sacrifice and offering, the psalmist said, thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required. In Psalm 40, verse 6 of today's lectionary reading. The imagery of opened ears communicates open minds, open hearts, open eyes, open understanding. To insist on only a strict literal interpretation of Scripture is to stop our ears from hearing God speak to us. That's why Jesus attached this saying to many of his parables. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. If we think of Jesus as a lamb only in the literal sense, we miss the whole message. In Matthew 9:13, Jesus said, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The great confessional Psalm 51 includes these verses. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou desirest not burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. The letter to Hebrews speaks about the sacrifice of praise. And in the love letter, love chapter that Paul wrote, I may give away everything I have, and even give up my body to be burned. But if I have no love, it does me no good. Remember what God said through the prophet Amos, as written in the Good News translation. The Lord says, I hate your religious festivals. I cannot stand them. When you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. I will not accept the animals you have fattened to bring me as offerings. Stop your noisy songs. I do not want to listen to your harps. Instead, let justice flow like a stream and righteousness like a river that never goes dry. God is glorified when we imitate Jesus as servants of love. In our reading from Isaiah in chapter 49, verse 3, he said, and he said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Here in this passage, the servant of God is identified as servant Israel. And just as the New Testament personifies this vision of a servant leader as Jesus, so this image of the servant Israel takes on a deeper meaning of the church, the body of Christ. Jesus is understood by the church to be the servant of God. Consider all the imagery of Isaiah that revolves around the messianic work of Christ, the names and the ascriptions throughout that book. And just like Jesus, we enter our servant leadership mission in baptism and learn to love others as Christ has loved us. In Paul's letter to 1 Corinthians, tells about how Christ unites all people everywhere. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Paul addressed this letter to the church at Corinth, and God uses the words and imagery throughout the letter to speak to all people about love and service. Think how many people who might not even self-identify as Christians yet are blessed by 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. The letter provides images of Christ as a foundation and as a building, and contrasts the kind of construction materials to be used as metaphors for building up our spiritual lives and relationships. It offers the image of all people finding their place in the one mystical body of Christ, being joined together in love and service, and cooperating with each other in the ministry of our spiritual gifts, as the parts of the human body are expected to do in functioning as a person. Paul used this interesting phrase, translated theirs and ours, theirs and ours in the King James Version, in reference to everyone, everywhere, who calls on the name of Jesus. Such language and imagery does not speak of exclusionary doctrines of separation and segregation and discrimination, but of inclusive teachings of unity and integration and impartiality. Today is Human Relations Sunday in the United Methodist Church, celebrated annually the Sunday before Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, to strengthen and promote social justice. In his famous I Have a Dream speech, King preached in the picturesque language of the prophet, Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Paul wrote about us as being sanctified and called to be saints. All who are willing to accept this calling, even to step into it as best they can, are becoming what we are called to become, as Paul describes, sanctified saints. We are becoming people in whom God's law of perfect love is coming alive more every day. We are becoming a spiritual community of people who work together with others to bring all people everywhere into one universal fellowship of love that transcends religion and politics and race and culture and any other false barrier. Just imagine what that will be like when God's vision for humanity has been completed. And just think, we get to be a part of it. The language of the Bible is the language of love. God speaks to us through the scriptures in fresh new ways every time we open the Bible with the attitude of discipleship to hear what God is communicating to us and through us. We want to experience how God speaks to our ever-changing lives. In the name of Jesus, amen.